Lift your hands now and connect with that transforming fire. Lift the hands high. And in the name of Jesus, lift those hands high. And whisper that name. Let the fire fall. Power, fire, the Holy Ghost. Burn, burn. Let whatever is not of God be burnt off. Let every chain be burnt off. Let every affliction be burnt off. Let every pain be burnt off. Let every cancer be burnt off. Let every ancestral curse be burnt off. Let every generational curse be burnt off. Let every family curse be burnt off. Burn off now! Something just broke. I see this morning as a continuation of the worship night. Overflows of miracle, overflows of signs, and overflows of wonders. Do it, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take it. Do, Open your mouth and just begin to thank Him.
We worship You, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord.
Romans chapter 4, verse 20.
Lord, I come before Your majesty.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. This morning, the subject very briefly is titled, The Praise of Faith. The Praise of Faith. And we want to understand the connection between praise and faith in these testimonies and thanksgiving service. It is confirmed that praise is a major outcome of faith, major outcome of faith. Faith-filled people are joy-filled people and praiseful people. Faith-filled people are joy-filled people and praiseful people. Faith-filled people are joy-filled people and praiseful people. It is not possible to see a man of faith who is not a man of joy. It's not possible to see a man of faith who is not a man of joy. It's not possible to see a woman of faith who is not a woman of praise. It's not possible to see a woman of faith who is not a woman of praise. And we are going to unravel what makes faith to praise. What makes faith people to praise? Number one is the discovery of light. The discovery of light. Word discovery. Because you know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So the word of God is the foundation for faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is the foundation for faith. So when faith people discover word, they explode in joy. Because the word, light, is the strength of faith. In Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 16, he said, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and the word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. I found your word, and I exploded in joy, because that word is foundational for my faith. In Psalm 56 verse 4, he said, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do to me. I will praise his word. I will praise his word. In my personal life, I've come across words, scriptures, and light that caused me to explode in joy and caused me to move in excitement throughout the whole day. We're on the flight sometime, and I was talking, my wife sitting beside me, and she said, whatever you have seen, please share with me. Whatever you have seen, whatever you just saw, whatever you have seen, whatever you just saw, just tell me. Because she could feel the excitement and the explosion. We're going for Shiloh last year, and she was just seeing the vibes around. I can feel the way you are feeling, and I can see the way you are talking. Share it with me. The word of God, which is foundational for faith, is the first trigger for explosive joy and praise in people of faith. Because first, discovered word provokes joy and praise. And that provokes more discovery. You discover the word, you become excited, you praise and appreciate God, and then it multiplies. So the discovery of the word provokes joy and praise for faith. And if you don't want your joy to die, you don't want your excitement to drop, keep on locating light. Number two is belief in the word. Word belief provokes joy and praise. Not just when you discover the word, when you believe that word you discovered, it shifts your joy to the next level. Psalm 106 verse 12, popular scripture. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. To believe is to come into agreement with your discovery. I agree with what I have discovered. And that agreement destroys doubt and provokes praise. Is this what God said? I agree. Is this what God said? Then it is for me. So to believe is to praise. And to doubt is to be depressed. Everywhere you feel depression and you sense downcastedness, it means doubt is lurking around the corner. I speak to someone by prophecy here today. In the name that is above every name, that light that will explode your joy is released right now. I prophesy the release of light. As you open the scripture, you will see what you haven't seen there before. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. What are the things that explode our faith? Number one, the discovery of the word, or explode our joy and praise. And number two is belief in the word. Number three, the appreciation of previous acts of God. The appreciation of the previous acts of God. Faith appreciates what God has done before. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. When I think goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my very soul shall shout praise God for saving. Sing it one more time. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, ooh, and all he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving. And again, when I think of you, goodness of Jesus, oh Lord, and he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Healeth, that is healing, and healed before. All thy diseases, he redeemed your life, redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Fills your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What a faithful God. Psalm 145 verse 3 and in verse 4. Psalm 145. I will extol thee. Alright. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works, what you have done to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Praising, appreciating what God has done before is the establishment of confidence in what he will do again. The capacity to appreciate his previous acts is an installation process. It's an installation process of the confidence to believe for the future. And that process provokes praise. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? If Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we know what he will do tomorrow if we know what he did yesterday. Very simple. It's an installation process. And that provokes praise. Whenever a person is unable to thank God for what he did before, that is a person that is in doubt of what God can do again. Appreciation of his previous acts. And number five, or number four, the appreciation of his current acts. Faith praises God for what he is currently doing. Matthew chapter 9 verse 7 all the way to verse 8. Matthew chapter 9 verse 7. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Mark chapter 2, verse 11 to 12, we saw how the paralyzed man was healed. Arise and take up your bed and go into thy way into the house. And immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all, in so much that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Appreciating God for what he is currently doing is acknowledging the source of your results that qualifies you for the continuity of results. Acknowledging the source of results. That is faith. Faith acknowledges that with God all things are possible. And so when God does it, the appreciation is an acknowledgement of the source. My hand has not done this. My wisdom has not done this. My intelligence has not brought this. And when that happens, results continue effortlessly. So, faith praises in appreciation of current miracles. Are you ready for number five? Faith praises God for it is the appreciation of expected intervention. That is a major crux of faith. The appreciation of expected intervention. He has not done it yet, but he is sure to do it.
And I won't wait until he does it to thank him. I will thank him in advance of what he's doing.
Ah, this was the realm Abraham was. He was not weak in faith, according to Romans chapter 4, verse 20. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. In John chapter 6, verse 11, before the bread multiplied, Jesus gave thanks. I won't wait for it to multiply. I will thank before he multiplies. This is appreciation in advance of expected intervention. Why do we do that? It is the certainty that the miracle is in view. Certainty that the miracle is in view, and that makes praise mandatory. Someone say amen. Someone say a louder amen. Certainty. Young lady is sure that no devil can stop her from getting married. So, she's praising. She's shining. Family is sure that no devil can prevent their child from coming. Praising, celebrating, shining. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? A man met me many years ago, about 2 years ago or so, with his wife, ministry, and they've been married for 17, 18 years and no child. I said, how are children? So, well, they are trusting God. Something like that. They answered somehow. They had adopted a child. I thought that was a biological child at first. See, for 18 years, you don't have another one. Say, no. Prayer was offered. And then they saw the visitation of God in form of the handmaiden of the Lord in their dream of the night. The woman. Long story made short, that satanic seed was arrested. Next time I will see this woman fully loaded, 6, 8, 6, 7, 8 months gone to deliver in safety. That is, we serve a God who is too faithful to fail. When that downs on you, you praise him in advance. That is the authentic praise of faith. Ordinary people wait for things to happen to praise God, but faith people praise things into happening. Ordinary people wait for things to happen before they praise God. But faith people praise the things into happening. They praise God in advance of the happenings. Some of us will be doing that today. Jesus did not wait for the bread to multiply. He praised God for the multiplication of the bread. And I believe that for someone here today, something is about to be praised into manifestation. If believers shout the loudest, amen. What number are we going, please? Number 6. Faith praises, number 6, to undermine enemy confrontation. That is, the faith man or woman is praising to tell the devil, you are not in control. It's an action of faith. It praises to undermine enemy confrontation. That is to despise the activity of the enemy. That was what Paul and Silas did in prison. In Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly things happened. There are times in your life where you should let the devil know you are not in charge. You are wasting your time. You can't determine my joy. To undermine enemy confrontation. That is a rugged operation of faith. Number 7. I'm rushing because of time. Number 7. Faith praises as a weapon of war in times of challenge. A war tool.
We saw that in Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20, when Israel prayed and the wall collapsed. Praise is a war equipment. So faith people use it to wage war against the enemy. So that is the seventh condition in which faith praises. Victory is assured. And finally, faith praises to comply with divine instruction or in compliance to divine instruction. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Psalm 67, verse 5 all the way to verse 7. Let the people praise thee. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield her increase. Complying with the word, complying with the word, or complying with his voice. You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So once in a while, God tells you, in this matter, just praise me. You have prayed enough. Just change to praise now. When you comply with that, it's a faith action. And that faith action, leading you into praise, guarantees faith outcomes. Guarantees faith outcome. Listen to this. Hearing God and doing it is called faith. Hearing him alone is instruction. Doing it is faith. So when you hear, and what you heard is, praise me, and you do it, is faith. That is a praise of faith. Especially when there is no reason to praise. Somebody say amen. And there are two ways in which all these praises can be acceptable. Number one, when we praise in spirit and in truth, from the whole of your heart, when you mean it as you praise. For the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And then, praise in the beauty of holiness. Praising in the purity of the conscience. In the clarity of the conscience. According to Psalm 29 and in verse 2. Where you are not taking God for granted, or taking his mercy for granted, or taking his help for granted, or taking his patience for granted. That will produce praise. So this morning, we're going to praise God. I thought we'll be able to take up to 10 minutes, but time is far gone. Let's take between 8 minutes for a start. A new beginning, praise. Today is the very last day of the month of January. So it's a crossover praise. And let's trust God that everything that pertains to us in January, no devil shall stop it. And before it is 12 midnight tonight, supernatural drastic releases in the name of Jesus. And we are praising him also for all the massive things he did at the nation's worship. And I believe there are awesome testimonies you have not yet shared. One of our ministers will be right at the glory entrance over there to pick any testimony that you think must be shared. It happened overnight at a worship night or during the 21-day fast, and you have not shared them. And we need to share them. Stand up on your feet with a shout of victory. Take your seat so you can do it well. Now stand up on your feet with a louder shout of praise. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready to praise God? Are you ready to praise God? If the person standing near you is too gentle or too academic or too psychedelic, just or too professorial, just let them know that I'm not here because of you. You may have your attitude and be in love with your dress and in love with your appearance, but I don't care. I want to praise God. I want to praise God. I want to worship God. And I didn't come here because of you. I came here because of God. So don't impress me with yourself. Hey! Anybody ready to praise Jehovah at all? Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hit the road running. Expected miracle, expected intervention is happening. You remember the testimony I gave you at the beginning of this message. The woman's child was in the presence of God present, and the devil was planning to kill her child, but it was impossible. When you face God in praise, he faces your enemies in fight. Say that again. When you face God with praise, he faces your enemies in fight. I like you to praise him for the expectations of your heart. Praise him for what must happen before this month is over. And praise him for the things that have already happened. And praise him for the battle that is about to defeat the enemy. Go ahead and celebrate.
We praise you, Jesus.
triumph.
Oh, oh Lord, we magnify your name.
Oh, oh Lord, we magnify your name.
On a shout of praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Oh, ho, 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 ho. That waist condition is gone just now from somebody. That waist condition is gone. The knee condition is gone. That terrible migraine is gone. That hypertensive condition just left somebody right now. Thank you, Father. That wrist condition is also healed in the precious name. Ulcer condition just disappeared right now. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A female reproductive system problem has just been handled. An infection problem and menstrual extra excessive flow of blood has also just been handled. Give the Lord a big shout of praise, somebody. Something, a pile has just been healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's shoulder has just been healed also in the name of Jesus. An ancestral demon just left somebody right now. A familiar spirit, unclean spirit of diversion just left. Spirit of disfavor and rejection just left right now. Near success syndrome just got arrested. Witchcraft attack on destiny's progress just got arrested right now. Shout the loudest, amen. Check yourself and let us know what happened to you. I will take two testimonies or so. There are some more coming, but you got a healing or you got a deliverance. Something happened to you in the course of the service. Let us know very sharp.
Please just hear and then come out, Brother Michael Onaji. Michael Onaji and Ndubisi Asogwa. Please let's put our hands together as they come out. Run out quickly. We know the sanctuary is big. Keep running out. Let's take your testimony. Michael Onaji. That's Brother Asogwa. Back there, related to, I'll take your testimony. We're waiting for Brother Michael Onaji. He said, while this time of our release, recovery, and replication has been on, the unction has begun to work for him. There was an opening and he was invited. He stepped into the place of presentation right here at Wusetu, Abuja. Instead of them conducting an interview on him like they did on the others, the CEO looked at him and said, oh, young man, I like you. I want to be the manager of the branch of this company in Abuja. And he got the job without interview.
Without interview. Young man, I like you. When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his interviewers to be at peace with him.
Our brother Michael Onaji told me back there, for 6 to 10 years, he's been out of job, doing menial job, being underemployed. He kept holding on to the Lord, trusting the Lord for the new thing, for his grace and help. He got established in this commission. 2018-19, he gave his home house as a home cell. And brethren, after we celebrated on Sunday for the end of the 21 days fast, Monday there was an opening, and he got the job also miraculously, and is here to return all the glory to the Lord.
Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords the shout of praise. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. I had mentioned some cases that were healed. In case you are here and your healing was affected from the chest condition and all that, step forward and let us hear what happened. But while we are doing that, if you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus, you need your sins forgiven. You need today to be a new day for you. You pray this prayer with me where you are first and say after me, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Those who prayed that prayer just now, can I see your hand lifted? You prayed the prayer of surrender. That's right. Those who have a testimony, they are stepping on the altar. But if you are coming out for the altar call, you gave your life to Christ just now, you made your ways right with Jesus, quickly step forward here. I'll give you the count of seven. Lord, I give you my heart. You are getting saved from sin, being delivered from an addiction, a negative lifestyle, something you are not happy about, something you want God to change for you. You want to go forward with Jesus. You want to be forgiven. Quickly step forward here. One.
Lord, I give you
two.
You
three.
Soul.
Four. Seven. I start again from the scratch. One.
Everybody sees, but I give you my heart.
One.
I give you my soul.
Two.
I live for you.
Three. Four. Five. And six. And seven.
Everybody sees.
I give you my
heart. I give you my soul.
I give you my soul. I live for your life.
I live for you.
Every moment.
Your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, Lord, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it, Lord. The grace to do your will, I receive, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.